Parts of Texas are on the verge of reinstating restrictions on businesses as the pandemic worsens, and the economic impact of the virus has been particularly bad in cities that cater to tourists and business travelers, including San Antonio. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav has more.
The lobby of San Antonio's Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center has been empty most of this year. The 1.6 million square foot facility is an engine of economic activity for the city, and usually sounds like this. That's during a 2017 technology conference. But now the center sounds like this. It's a lot different than how Visit San Antonio CEO Cassandra Mate found the city 9 years ago when she interviewed for the job.
I remember on a Tuesday sitting on the Riverwalk going, look at all the people.
When people visit San Antonio, it's often because of a convention. And the thing they remember is often this.
And the world-famous 15-mile-long Riverwalk.
The 2 miles of it crammed with bars and restaurants is the destination for weary conventioneers and tourists pouring out of nearby hotels after a long day of networking or searching for the Alamo. Revelers float by on water taxi tours as people walk below the boughs of trees lining the river trail.
In the summertime, we are the leisure travel destination for the state of Texas. On an annual basis, we welcome around 39 million people to San Antonio, of which a big portion of that is conventions and meetings.
Those were the days. More than 220 meetings and conventions were canceled this year, losing the city millions of visitors.
You know, sometimes I think people forget about that domino effect. Those same people staying in hotels are going to restaurants, are going shopping, are going to our museums. They're paying sales tax, which go into our general funds of our city, so impact the streets, safety, etc.
San Antonio's already slashed its budget, estimating a $60 million drop from hotel taxes and cutting or delaying $50 million in road projects. Cities like San Antonio, New Orleans, Charleston, and others that rely on travelers are getting hammered, says Brookings Institution's Alan Berube, leading to
a higher unemployment rate, higher share of small businesses remaining closed, higher share of folks needing emergency assistance, higher rates of evictions or people near eviction.
In San Antonio, where 1 in 7 people work in hospitality and leisure, the unemployment rate, at nearly 8% in September, was 5 points higher than February.
Wait.
The bare streets outside the convention center downtown tell the story. Hotels are still half empty 8 months later. Many reduced staff dramatically, and a survey by the American Hotel and Lodging Association, or AHLA, found 3/4 expected additional layoffs. Mary Saucedo used to work at the Grand Hyatt as a maid.
I'm like really behind on my rent. I'm already going on my 3rd month that I haven't paid them. And with the landlord, she's good about it, but I know I understand she needs her money as well, right? So I'm trying to get some help.
The money from her job and with her husband's as a mechanic allowed them to raise 5 kids, but not anymore. Not only because she lost her job, but because she lost her husband. He got COVID-19 and passed away in July.
It's tough, and it's still tough for me. Like, I was, sometimes when I'm driving, I see him, like, oh, I see him in the house. I see him at work. I see him.
Saucedo got a temp job at a local hospital, but it pays less than half what she was making. Visit San Antonio's Cassandra Mate estimates it will be 2024 before travels at pre-pandemic levels. AHLA says the country has lost more than 4 million jobs in the industry, and many may not come back. San Antonio is trying to prepare workers for life after hospitality.
Always be on time. Always be on time. Going to an interview, always be on time.
Geronimo Moreno is pumping up his class for job interviews. This IT course is one of 2 paid for by CARES Act money through the local government. Several attendees come from the hospitality industry.
We did reservations, we did cancellations, so we did a little bit of everything.
Trish Johnson worked at a call center in San Antonio for a major hotel chain for 7 years. But in March, the calls stopped, and she and hundreds of her coworkers were eventually laid off. She says the health insurance has run out, and the severance was very little.
We don't have nothing to eat, no money, because unemployment is very, very little. I guess very little. And we need some kind of assistance to help, more assistance to help us with that, because at the end of the day, it's not our fault.
Johnson recently graduated from the course but is still unemployed and hoping to find work. She lost her grandmother to COVID a few months ago, and she says she needs more government relief, more money to pay bills. She says they've been forgotten.
And the government is sitting up there sliding their feet. It won't give us relief when we really need this relief. And come on, give us the $600. We need it.
The potential rollout of a vaccine has bolstered the hopes of the industry, but the hole in local economies left by the pandemic and the lack of travel will take a long time to recover from. In the meantime, workers are trying to put food on the table. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.
And Paul's story first appeared as part of Texas Public Radio's podcast, The Shakeout, a series that explores the economic cost of COVID.